Get ready to sit back, relax, and open your mind. Welcome to Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Volume 13 of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. I am Chris Jordan, your host, and today on Thinking Deeply, we're gonna get into something that at the age of 41, I really didn't think that I would be in search of in life. I really didn't think that it would be something that that I would be necessarily looking for, but it's out there and it's there, and it's the concept of a role model, the concept of a mentor. What do we do to find that? What are we doing to actively hack our way through the jungle of life? Are we just going at it alone? Are we just stabbing in the dark, or are we standing on the shoulders of geniuses? Are we trying to get input from other people and get a separate point of view? And when we get back from this message from our sponsor, we will get into that and so much more on the topic of role models and mentors right after this.
Have you ever thought about brewing your own beer? Is the urge to brew there, but you just don't know how to get started? Well, Dudes and Beer is here to help. Stop on by the new Dudes and Beer Amazon store and check out all the great brewing supplies and gear today. We have it all, from instructional books and do-it-yourself kits for beginners to 16-gallon cooking vessels, carboys, bottling supplies, and cleaners for all you homebrew pros out there. Everything you need to brew your favorite beverages, even distilling equipment. So stop on by the official Dudes and Beer store today and get your hand on the greatest new brewing essentials. Simply visit dudesandbeer.com and click the Dudes and Beer store tab. Once again, that website is dudesandbeer.com, and click the Dudes and Beer store tab today. Happy brewing, everybody. And until next time, drink responsibly.
And we are back. Yeah. So, like I said, 41 years old, not really considering looking back on a whole lot of life with, I mean, there's some that I look back on with regrets, of course. There's some that I look back on as wasted time. But for me to look back on my life and say that I was directed my whole life would be a falsity, would be an absolute falsity. I was wandering for quite a bit there. I was trying to find my way and trying to figure out what I was supposed to be doing. It wasn't until I was right up around 30 that I figured out that I should be doing audio engineering full time. That should be my just straight up career path. That should be absolutely what I do, is AV work. And I'd done plenty of work before that. I had worked at event companies. I had videotaped things, edited things, all kinds of stuff, for about almost 10 years, and done theater, done all kinds of live performance stuff, but never really considered it my career path until my mid-20s, late-20s. And at that point, it was like, wow, you know, here we go. And I was fortunate to have a couple people kind of take me under their wing at one point. You know, Alan Cunningham, as I've said before, was a big moving factor in teaching me confidence behind the board and how to go out and set up a large venue and do all of that, and even do install work and repair work, that kind of stuff. And I thank him for that. I thank him for that to this day. And, you know, aside from that was my old venue owner in Maine, Russ Reisman, who owned the Ale House. He was the first one who really took me aside and said, listen, you should be doing this. You should be doing this actively as a living. I understand you have these other jobs, but this is not your calling. It's not what you're supposed to be doing. And he was the first, I guess, you know, adult that I knew that actively told me to stop trying to work, like work, you know, like quit working for other people and putting money in other people's pockets. Go out and do what you're supposed to be doing. You're good at it. You're really good at it. People should know that. And the only way they know that is when you go out and do it. So go do it. And I was eventually pushed into my self-employment about a couple years later, about a year or so later, actually, if even that long. But, you know, since then, and God bless Russ Reisman, and, you know, he is no longer with us, but in spirit, and he absolutely is in spirit with me every time I do a show, because I look to that professionalism that he called me to that professional inside of me. Now, where am I almost 15 years later after that encounter, after that person kind of changing and helping sculpt my identity and telling me what it is that I should do? Where I'm at is the point of redefinition, really, because I have started doing other things in life. It's not that I no longer do rock and roll. I just did a great South by show with the family of Miles Davis that I help put on every few years, stuff like that. It's a great production. It's fantastic to be a part of. I love it. It's emerging artists. It's what music is all about. But I've gone into a different realm of work and into a different strata. And here recently I've run across a few things just professionally and on the side where it's like I've really had to lean on a couple of people and go to them for advice, because they've been at it a lot longer than I have, and they kind of brought me into a new concept and a new idea of what it is to do what I do. And you know, it's hard for me, getting ready. I guess I'm finally starting to have the, inner crisis and the inner panic a little bit of what it is to be a father. You know, I was just talking with Dennis Monninger the other day on ShowSite, and, you know, he's really one of the two people I'm speaking of where, he has become very much a role model for me, very much a mentor, someone that I go to with a question, someone that I pick the brain of to find out like what I should be doing in my industry and how it should be working. And you know, the other day we were talking about fatherhood, and I was like, you know, I'm still going through cognitive dissonance right now. I'm still like, my paradigm is being challenged and my brain is just kind of seizing up and I don't know what to do about it. And he was like, oh, don't worry. When it happens, you'll know. and that was really some of the most sage advice I could get right now, because it really solidified to me that what I'm going through is normal, especially for someone who has waited until their 40s to have a child. This is absolutely normal. My paradigm is going to shift. It's going to change. And I guess that's what has spawned a lot of this episode and a lot of this episode in my life, even, of considering the concept of role model and mentor, trying to find people in my industry, that I can kind of model myself after, you know, professionally and artistically. You know, what they've done, what they've achieved is on such a large scale and has built such momentum that I look up to them in a very, very professional way. And for me, the concept of mentor and role model is something that's very, very deep. I have a big problem with the way a lot of society labels role model. I'm sorry, I don't consider most professional athletes a role model for my child, mainly due to the fact that my child doesn't know them. They don't know them intimately. They don't know them as a person. That, to me, is a role model. A role model is somebody that you see in your life that makes a difference. That, to me, is what a role model is, somebody that you are supposed to model your life after. And unfortunately, we aren't all going to be the next, you know, forward for the Rockets. We aren't all going to be the next kicker for the 49ers. It's just not going to happen. That's not reality. But what is reality is what I do. And for me, that's where role model comes in, is how do we start to define ourselves? How do we start to, and when do we really at the root start to model ourselves after somebody? And coming to be a father, this is something that I highly consider right now. It's something that I really, really think about and think very deeply about, believe it or not. Because for me, oddly enough, my first role model was not my father. It was my grandfather. It was the namesake of my son, Dalbus. He was the first role model that I had. And it's not that I didn't learn a lot from my dad. It's not that I didn't see a lot of my dad. I did. I saw a lot more of my dad than I saw of my grandfather. However, I didn't really see a lot of, I guess, not necessarily compassion, but empathy from my father. I didn't really feel a lot of that. And granted, that's not his fault. You know, we are a nature and nurture being, and our being comes from both sides, the nature and the nurture. And unfortunately, he didn't have a lot of the latter. He had a lot of the nature, not a lot of the nurture. And for me, my grandfather, even though he was retired at the time, had a work ethic. You know, he kept a garden. He did all kinds of things. He worked, he tinkered, he built, stuff like that. And he always encouraged me to do those things. He always encouraged my inventing. He would sit and listen to me explain something that I'd built for the longest amount of time, even though it did absolutely nothing. And that to me was a role model, and a mentor, someone who was teaching me how to be a person, someone who was teaching me to actively listen to people, not just wait my turn to speak in a conversation. That's so much what I look for in my industry as well, like in my personal role models, because I've posted on social media before, people who know me know, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's being spoken at. Talk to me however you want to. Tell me whatever bad news or bad review or whatever you want, but don't talk at me. Don't talk at me. Talk to me, talk with me, whatever. But it's sincerely in my industry, I have it where people will come in and just start telling you what to do. And it's like, hi, Chris, nice to meet you. Would you like to start over again? You know, like you just came in and started telling me what to do, and I don't even know who you are. So just curious. And so much of life is that way. And we really do have to stop and pause and take the time to figure out what it is that we're looking for, what it is that we're striving to be. Another example right now is quite honestly, as far as role model goes and something, you know, role model takes on so many different levels. It to me also means like someone that you're striving to impress, someone that you're actively wanting to show your progress to, and you know, whether it's a teacher, something like that. You know what I mean? And like I said, mentor. And mentor means a lot of different things as well. It doesn't just mean someone who teaches you. You can learn things from people in so many different aspects. And one of those people right now is Julie, our PR person, Julie Connolly, because she has provided me with a totally different insight to my show. And with a totally different perspective than so many people that as an artist, and as a musician, you really get a lot of glad handing. And we spoke about this in the recent episode, episode 97 with South by Southwest with Billy Harvey, about his album Elephants in the Room. And it's like, how often, like, do you have those people that you actively go to bounce something off of who give you actual critique? They don't glad hand you. They don't pat you on the back. They don't say good job. They're going to be hard with you. And if there's a harsh reality, they're going to give you a harsh reality. And that's what I like about Julie, is that she is actually providing that harsh reality and trying to help in that mentoring way mold me and mold the show into something that is palatable to an even greater audience. And she sees the efficacy in the show. She sees the importance of the show. She sees the importance of the open dialogue, not only politically and philosophically, but the importance of telling people that they can live their life via their passions, you know, with artists like Christopher Oglesby and, you know, musicians on the show that we've had, like DJ Cinco and Vince Wilburn, people like that, who and the creators of Fair and Rexy, you know, people who live life passionately, people who take their ideas and manifest them and make them reality. Those are the mentors that I'm looking for at this point in life, you know, as people that inspire me. And that's what we're supposed to be looking for. We aren't supposed to be looking for some fake superstar on a Wheaties box. That's not what we're supposed to necessarily be aspiring to, because not all of us are built for that. You know, not all of us are built for audio and visual work. Not all of us are built for building an app, you know, and manifesting things like that into the world. It's finding somebody that can help you find out what path, help you hone what path you are on, and help guide you there. Help get you there. The kind of sees the final destination and helps usher you along the way. One of the best mentors I ever had was actually my spiritual director as well. And that was Father Andy Colzo. And he used to give me just such common sense advice straight up from a monk. Like, I'd like to say he wasn't a monk. He was a monk. He was a Cistercian, and not necessarily a hard-nosed guy, but spiritually a straight-up a hard guy that made no bones about it and would not let me slack. And whenever I asked a question that I had asked the question to four or five times and totally denied anything he'd said, he'd ask me straight up, "So, how's that working out for you?" You know, just as not cold as can be, but as real as can be, you know, like, "So you've come in here and told me that you've screwed this thing up three or four times, huh? Like the last three or four times we talked, you keep screwing this up and we keep talking about it and doesn't seem like you're really doing anything about it. So how about you listen to me for a change? Quit doing what you want to do and check this out," you know? And that's really what it takes. That's really what it's about. And, you know, that to me, I guess, is I posted recently on Facebook that I imagine my fatherhood to be 50-50, 50% Alan Thicke from Growing Pains, Mr. Seaver, you know, the psychologist who's there. He's a psychiatrist and a therapist, and he's there with his heart and he's listening to his kids. And then the other half of me is going to be Cotton Hill from King of the Hill. That's just hooting and hollering and damn it, boy, what the hell's wrong with you? Because that's what's needed sometimes. That's what's needed sometimes. And we all need that. I needed the conversation that I had with one of my mentors the other day. And, you know, just all I can say, people, is don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to have a mentor. Don't be afraid to be 41 and have a role model. Have somebody that you point to and go, you know what? I want to be like that dude when I grow up. And realize the fact that at 41, you're not done growing up. That there's a hell of a lot of lesson to be learned, and many a slip twixt a cup and a lip. And, you know, hard lessons still get learned at this point in life. The question is, what are you doing to actively try and avoid learning the lesson the hard way? You know what I mean? Like by this point at 41, you should be able to recognize a few of those hurdles in your path, a few of those screaming red lights as you're railing down the highway. You know, you should be able to see some of those warning signs by the age of 41. So at that point, what is it that you're actively trying to do? Find somebody to help you facilitate that, you know? You'd be surprised what can happen if you find people of like mind, find people of like heart who truly believe in the base that you believe in and in the passions that you have and can help you actuate that. So look for that in your life. Actively realize the fact that you are not the end all be all, number one. You're not, and without help, without somebody, imagine yourself left to your own devices, you know? I mean, without the help of your spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, mom, dad, friend, brother, sister, what have you, your dog even. Imagine left to your own devices, what a horror show your life could be with every, with every decision that you could have made bad, that you made it bad, that you made the wrong decision because somebody wasn't there to counsel you, somebody wasn't there to help you. Imagine what a horror show life could be. And I don't want to imagine that. I don't like to imagine that because I've lived life left up to my own devices and it was a horror show. It was bad. And the day that I realized that I needed somebody else. I needed something outside of myself. I needed something that was not self-involved, that I was trying to give back with. Then my life changed, you know. I wasn't just chasing the almighty dollar. I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. And it took a while for me to get some dollars doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because the road isn't easy. Even the road of good decision, even the road of right decision is not an easy path, ladies and gentlemen. So you've got to be ready for that. You've got to be okay with that. And, you know, that's what a mentor is there for. A mentor is there to let you know that that is absolutely normal. That these bumps in the road, these hiccups are absolutely normal. And that without them, we don't learn. Without them, we don't progress. And that's what we have to remember, folks. Going forward, thinking about this topic and thinking about our lives, we need to remember that we are not perfect. We are just people. So on that note, everybody, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this installment of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Tune in next time for more deep introspection, contemplative thought, and general musings on humanity and life, right here on Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Like what you heard? Feel free to tune into the other content by Dudes and Beer on dudesandbeer.com. Our content is also available on the Spreaker Market, as well as SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and your favorite podcast app. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the Revolution Digital Group family of podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. And until next time, drink responsibly.